Okay. We're going up to the Tosfos on Zayin Amid Beis. Dibur Hamaschil Ki Pligi Ba'al Biur. So we began the sugya of Nusach, Habracha, Bedikas Chametz. We still have to come back and understand why there's a special din that stated that Bedikas Chametz gets a bracha and that the Nusach is Biur. All that is to be discussed by the Rishonim. We'll get to that. First, we just work through the Tosfos and on the Gemara and the Shakavataria, and then we get into the Inyan specifically regarding Bedikas Chametz is bracha. But the question of the Nusach HaBracha being, be it Leva'er or be it Albiur, so we have machlokes. According to our puppy, the Nusach should be with a Lamed, because since you're making the bracha over Lasiyasan, which is the klal of brachas, as the Gemara explains later, therefore the Nusach has to reflect what you're going to do in the future, and Albiur is not that way. Albiur is mashma meikara. And however, the other sheet, or a papim, Shmei Rabbi says that you could say albiur, because that's also mashma lehaba. So the Gemara explains, ki pligi. Now, just to mention already, we spoke yesterday from the Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos. How precise and how bedafka should we take these words? In other words, we say that leva'er, the lashon of la, that means lehaba. And albiur means lishaavar, as the Gemara says right now. We saw that the bracha of lachniso that's mentioned by Bris Mila, by the father. So the question we had yesterday, the Tosfos in Shabbos and the Tosfos over here, the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, when is lachniso recited? And one of the tainas that Rashbam had, that you have to say lachniso beforehand. So one was because of Obelasiyasan, and the other is because it has to do with the li, which is going forward. So how can you say li when it's going on what was already? So Rabbeinu Tam responds to each of these points one by one. Regarding Obelasiyasan, he makes the distinction between whether it's one person who's doing the bracha and the mitzvah, that's when the klal is said, whereas if it's two different people, there's no din of Obelasiyasan. We have different ways to be masbir that. And regarding the point of the Nusach HaBracha, so here Rabbeinu Tam takes for granted that there's an issue here as far as the Lamed Le'achniso going for the future, so he has to reframe the bracha not as a mitzvah of this Bris Milah, but the inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities, meaning going forward. And we mentioned in the context of the Bris that we just did, but it's really about the future-oriented mitzvahs of the opportunities of Bris Milah. However, Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos learns that the reason why it's not a problem to say the Le'achniso after the Bris Milah, even though seemingly le means future, it's not bedafka. Le is more mashma future, but le can also be backwards. Le can also go in the past, and therefore it doesn't pose a problem to say lachniso after the bris. So at least according to Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos, when the Gemara says that leva'er is lehaba mashma, doesn't mean just lehaba. It means that certainly leva'er is more readily mashma lehaba than l'sha'avar, but to say elir and go on the past is not a problem either. That's as far as one direction. What we're going to see now in Tosfos is a similar issue regarding the other side. Namely, that the Gemara says that ki pligi, namely that Rav Papi says that you can say albiur, you say dafka levaer. So what's this machlokas? What does Rav Papi hold that way? Mar sabba meikara mashma. That means Rav Papi, he says that Al is going on what was already. And Rav Papa says the Haba Mashma. That's how the Gemara presents the Machlokes regarding whether Albir is acceptable or not. So Tosfos here comes and clarifies. Ki pligi ba'albir, mar sabba l'sha'avar mashma, pirsh Rabbeinu Tam. L'sha'avar mashma tfei milahaba. In other words, to say that it's lahaba mashma, I'm sorry, l'sha'avar mashma, it doesn't mean that, it cannot mean l'haba. It means that it's primarily the mashmaus that's more strong is that it's going on l'sha'avar, more than l'haba. But it's not impossible to read the nusach al to go on l'haba as well. On the mitzvah that's yet to be done, not the dafka that has to be on what was already. So how does Rabbeinu Tam prove this? It's interesting, though, what comes out, just to sort of think about in light of what we just mentioned a few minutes ago. So the Rabbeinu Tam in Masechta Shabbos was saying on the other half, in other words, that the Lashon of le can even go l'sha'avar, even though it's more pashtus to be mashma l'haba. And here Rabbeinu Tam is being quoted in the other direction. In other words, both sides of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that that leva'er is mashma l'haba, says Rabbeinu Tam, mostly l'haba, but could be l'sha'avar. And then when the Gemara says that albir for a puppy is meikar mashma, it doesn't mean has to be meikar, it means more likely meikar. That's what comes out. So what's Tosfos Raya? That even Rav Papi would acknowledge that there is within the word al a mashmos of lahaba. How does he know? How do you have to? What's my hechrach? Maybe it can't be lahaba. It has to be only l'sha'avar. Says Tosfos, de'ilo mashma klal lahaba. If the words al, the nusach of al, has no mashmos of lahaba at all, el l'sha'avar, it can't be anything but l'sha'avar. In Cain, Hechi kama besamuch, neima lamul, lo sagid lav ilmayel. So the Gemara asked the question from the Braisa of the Nusach of Bismila, of Alhamila. And so that's a kash, obviously, on Rav Papi, because here you have a Nusach of Al for a mitzvah that you haven't done yet. So the Gemara responds, but no, you can say lamul, because lo sagid lav ilmayel, there's no one else who could do it but you. What do you mean? The father's mitzvah, the father has the mitzvah of the Iker. It's not everyone's mitzvah. There has to be them. It could be others as well. And Rashi explains, the father, it's mutar on the father. So therefore, you can say lamul. That eliminates the lamul possibility. But still, Festosus, still, hechi kama besamach neema lamul asagid raviu mayo v'chi b'shvil she'inon yodim v'sakein yom ha'sheker. So we have a problem. We're facing a problem with lamul. So you have a technical problem with lamul because it's not dafka mutal on you. And lamul is mashmah that's dafka on you. Okay, so what do? You do al. But if al has no mashmos at all on lahaba, then it's a sheker. So that's Tosfos Raya, that even Rav Papi has to acknowledge that the nusach al can lend itself as a less strong mashmos, but it can lend itself also to Rabba. So we have no other options. He would have to also tolerate the Nusach of Al. That's Tosfos Raya. Yeah, this is the Tosfos over here. I'm not sure what to make of Rabbeinu David, but Rabbeinu David is not saying the same thing as Tosfos. Although I don't know 100% what the Pshat is and what he's saying, just to point out, when he explains that line of Gemara that Tosfos is quoting, so he says, Umishani Hasam by Mila Hechenema Nema Lamul Lo Sagid Ravi Umayo, says Rabbeinu David Koloma, Ni Nami, granted as well, the Al Meikara Mashma, Al means Meikara, Niu Kevan She'eno Mitsuva Hu Lamul, since he's not the one that's Mitsuva, the father is, Efshel Baruch Ela Al. Now he seemingly is asking Tosfos Kasha, but Tosfos is using to prove his answer that obviously Al could also mean Lahaba. Says Rabbeinu David, Afal gav de meikara mashma, even though the Russian Al is meikara, lo ichpaslan, says Rabbeinu David, it doesn't bother us. Keva de mikol makom over lasiyasa hu mevarech. Because Lamaisa, still, you're making the bracha over lasiyasa. So what is he trying to say? He's Kinnira asking Tosfos Kasha, and Tosfos used that as a raya that it must be that Al lends itself also to Abba, even though it's not the primary meaning, because otherwise, as Tosfos says, how can we say Sheker? And Rabbeinu David doesn't seem to be bothered by that. He says, it doesn't bother me to say Al on a Abba, because mikom makom over lasiyasa mevarech. So what does he mean? He doesn't elaborate. He's kinnira answering Tosfos Kasha. That's what the notes on the bottom tell us. He's coming to answer Tosfos Kasha, obviously. What I sense in Rabbeinu David, although I don't have a full pshat, but what I get, l'chayra from what he's saying is that ki'ilu, that the reason why the nusach of the bracha has to reflect the haba is because of the klal of avol asiyasa. And therefore, when you're stuck, you're stuck. But Lamaisa, you're Mekayim Avul Asiyasin anyway. You're making the Bracha Avul Asiyasin. But obviously, when you can also have the Nusach HaBracha reflect the moment that you're doing the Bracha, saying the Bracha, which is, so that then it lines up even more. But even if it doesn't line up, but Lamaisa, you did Avul Asiyasin. No, the idea of Yom HaSheker is not on his radar screen. That's what I see in a bit, but I don't know what to make of all this. That's L'chur Rabbeinu David is saying something. If you have a pshat, I'm all ears. But L'chur Rabbeinu David is a different way of understanding why we want the Nusach to be B'lashon L'haba. But Tosus is because you have to be honest. You have to be honest. The bracha is before the mitzvah, so you have to speak about what wasn't done yet. So if the nusach is l'sha'avar, it obviously is sheker, unless you can allow for the word al to also mean l'haba. And Rabbeinu David say no, al means l'sha'avar. But lo ich baslan. Okay, no problem. L'maisa, you're making the bracha of asiyasan. What does it say? Yeah.
It's pshat potentially the fact that he's saying that the fact that we have over l'siyason, it's mevarer that even though mashma this is going one way or the other.
So the over l'siyason the over l'siyason of the action can now be megala that the nusach is not what it normally would mean.
Yeah, I mean, mashma it's mikara, but it doesn't matter because the Ovil Asiyasin is mavara that really.
It's not in the words though. You're trying to say that when you do the bracha of Asiyasin, when you do the bracha Ovil Asiyasin mitzvah, then the nusach can take on a meaning that would not ordinarily lie in the words. In other words, you're saying that there is a problem with the nusach, but the nusach is fixed. It gets reinterpreted in light of, but that's not what I see in the words of Rabbeinu David. He doesn't say what you're saying. He says, because he doesn't say, and therefore the Nusach is okay. Sounds like the only reason why the Nusach had to be that way, that's what I'm not explaining, I'm just telling you what I think the words are saying, that the only reason the Nusach had to be a Haba Nusach was because of the Kalb of Alasiyasan. So if you're Maisi, you're Mekayim of Alasiyasan anyway, so it's not the end of the world that the nusach doesn't end up matching it. If you could, you could. If you can't, you're mekayim avul asiyasin anyway. Again, those are words. I don't know what the pshat is exactly. But that's what the words are saying. More than that, you don't see in Rabbeinu David's words.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I do agree that Rabbeinu David seems to not care about this sheker issue, but I was thinking maybe in Rabbi David's words, how does Rabbi read like Nihi Nami Dal Meikar Mashma? Like, is the Nami implying that there's also a La'achar?
No. Granted as well. Nihi Nami Amikar Mashma. I don't think the Nami means and also the Haba. Right. I don't think that's what the Nami is doing here. You're right. What is the Nami doing? Because then the Nami wouldn't be there. Nami would be in a different place of the sentence. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's a challenge here to figure out pshat and Rabbeinu David. I don't know exactly what to make of it, but that's the sense I get is what I'm telling you, even though I don't understand the hesber behind it. But okay, that's the top tosis. Now next tosis, lo sagli d'ravi umayo. So this is what the Gemara responds to that kasha on Rapapi from the nusach in the Brice of Alamila. So the Gemara says, you can't say Lamul because Lo Sagid Ravi Umayel says Tosus to Al Ha'av Mutal because the mitzvah is Mutal on the Av, not on whoever else. It's therefore you can't say Lamul. It sounds like it has to be him. It's not so. Can the Pirish Bekuntris? Tosus continues, but we do find the Nusach of Lamul in a different case of Mila, not by a case of a Ben Yisrael, where the nusach is al hamila, avo hamol gerin. If someone is becoming a ger and they go through the process of mila as part of the tahlich of gerus, so there's a bracha that's said as well in the same gemara there at the end of perek brosa de mila. So you have there nusach hamol gerin mevarech lamo es hagerin. We'll take a look in the gemara in just a second. Tosus quotes a gemara that the mevarech makes a bracha. Mevarech lamo sagerim, and why is that? The Tosa says that makes sense. Why? Shav mevarech chayev lamo k'mo ha'av hamol. just like there's a chiyuv for the av to be mal his son, and that's why the Gemara says a contra puppy at this point. The Gemara says a puppy would hold that the father's bracha would be lamul because it's his mitzvah. So when it comes to being mal gerim, everybody vis-a-vis the ger is like the father. Now there's a chiyuv on Kol Yisrael lamul as a gerim. It's a very interesting chiddush of Tosis. Taktoi Tosis says it kiu klachayad. Matter of fact, yeah. That there everyone is like the father. I don't know. Until reading this Tosis, I wouldn't have known such a thing. I don't know exactly the makor for this. There's a halacha that someone wants to become Jewish and they have to undergo bris milah, part of the gerus. So there's a chiyuv from Kol Yisrael. There's a chiyuv lamu es hager. There's a chiyuv. Everyone has a chiyuv to do the milah in this perspective ger. Interesting chiddush of Tosis. But my suggestion in terms of the actual details of the Gemara, Tosis is very vague because Tosis just quotes that there's a bracha of lamu es hagerim. But if you look in the Gemara, actually the Gemara lefaneinu in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis actually brings two brachas by gerim. In other words, we saw before that there were two brachas by a regular bris of a Jew, the bracha of alamila, and that's one bracha by the Mayel, Hamol Omer, and the bracha of the Avi Ben of Lachniso, which we had a whole question when it's said, and so on. And then the Gemara continues, and then the Gemara goes on, and the bracha of Ashakidash, which is afterwards. Then the Gemara says, as we have in the Girsa, Hamol Es HaGerim. Omer, but the one who's Mal Gerim, says, Baruch Ata Hashem Ken Machalam, Asher Kishan Mitfosa, Vitzivano Al Hamila. So that parallels the Alhamila that we saw by a Jew, by a regular Jew. And then the Gemara continues, V'hamevarech Omer, and that would correspond to what we had before, that the Av says, Lachniso. So now the Gemara says, V'hamevarech Omer, Shekidshanu b'mitzvosa, b'tzvanu lamu es hagerim, and then that Nusach actually expands, Tosis doesn't quote the whole Russian, lamu es hagerim, u'lahatef mehem dam bris, shel mole dam bris, ronis kaimu shemayim v'oretz, Shenema, without the toughest dam bris, you wouldn't have this, the world would not survive. Shenema, well, brisi, yom lai, chugish mem wasamti, baruch tashem koreis habris. A whole long bracha. And that bracha begins with lamu es hagerim. And that's the second bracha. So you read Tosis, you don't get that sense. You read Tosis, it sounds like the bracha by lamu es hagerim is a bracha of lamu. And Tosis explains why that should be. That's not what we have in our Gemara. Our Gemara, there's a bracha of alamila, and there's an additional bracha of lamu es hagerim. So the emes is that there's apparently another gears in that Gemara. If you look in the Rif on that Gemara, it's in Dapi Harif in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. The Rif's girsa is actually one bracha by lamu es hagerim. Lashon HaRif over there, Hamolas Agerim, Omer, Barachat Hashem Ken Machalam, Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvosa, V'tzivano Lamu Es Agerim, U'lahatim Mehem Dambris, and so on. So the Rif omits the Alhamila by Molas Agerim. I would imagine Tosis is going with the Girsa Sarif, and that's what Tosis is silent about an Alhamila that you have by Ager, by Milas Ager. So Mstama, that's what Pshat is in Tosis over here, that Tosis only has one bracha to deal with. And the Nusach is Lamu, and Tosis explains why that is. Lamaisa, according to us, we have to think about this question. Like, why are there two brachas? There's the Mal Esagerin Alamila, and then there's this bracha Lamu Esagerin Ulhata Menodambris, and what is, and that again would seem to line up with Lachniso, because that's the Mevarach Omer. And why does it shift to Lamu Esagerin Ulhata Menodambris? I mean, it's a similar question to the Lachniso. There was Alhamila, and there was a Lehachniso. And here you have the Alhamila, like you have by a Jew, and then you have a Lamu Es Hagerim, Atman and Dambris. It could be it's a Birchas HaShevach, and so on. You have to know what, and why does it say Lamu? Just like it says Lachniso. Again, you have to know. But Tosis Kinira didn't really bring the Alhamila at all. So Stamatosis just had one brach. I mean, could you explain why it says Lamu Es Hagerim Lad of Tosis? You could, that there's a chiyuv for everyone to do the mila of a ger. But then why is the original bracha ala mila then? Where'd that come from? It's not clear to me what the pshat could be for us, but the Tosfos Mestama had a different gears. Let me speak out before we go on to the next Tosfos. Maybe we should speak out a very interesting Tosfos Harash over here. This is more getting us back a little bit to Bedikas Chametz. Very interesting thing. Tosfos Harash has a question here. On the Gemara, that gives the Teretz from Mila, right? This is the point that we're holding in the Gemara that the Tosfos was commenting on, that the Nusach for a Moel who does a Bris Mila is not Lamul, but Al HaMila. Why? Because Lo Sagid Rabbi Yomoel, he doesn't have to be the one doing it. Dafka, the father has the Chiv. That's the Gemara's Teretz. So the Gemara asks, what about if the father does the Mila? And Achinami says Rab Papi, that in Achinami, according to Rab Papi, you would have to say Lamul. Says the Tosfos Harash, so now let's turn to Bedikas Chametz. And we haven't yet spoken about the inyan of the bracha bedikas chametz and the lashon of the bracha, but just from the perspective of the matbea habracha. So, what did Rav Papi say? That the bracha has to be leva'er chametz. Why? Because that's the nusach of lahaba. But now the Gemara told us that when it comes to mila, you don't have the option to say lamul, because it's not your mitzvah anyone more than anyone else's. To the contrary, the father's mitzvah. So ask the Tosfos Harash. So let's take that scenario that we have by Bris Mila, where you have a father and you have a mayel, and when the father says does the mila, then he'll say lamul, says Rav Papi, because then it's mamish his mitzvah, and then the nusach has to be lahaba, a klar lashon of lahaba, of lamul. When the mayel does the mila, then he has to say Al HaMila. What would be now with Bedikas Chametz? So if a person does his own house, then of course the Nusach it would be Levaya Chametz according to Rav Papi. And that's what Rashi ends up saying. When Rashi explains the Gemara's Chiluk by Mila, Rashi says that Avo Biur Mitzvah Bala Chametz Muteles, we call Ish V'Ish Bodeg Besa. And therefore, if you can say Levayer, then you're not going to say Albiur. That's how Rashi finishes explaining the Gemara's Teretz. But now the Tosfos Harash wonders, what would be in a situation where the Baal HaBayis is not doing the Bedikah, but he delegates the Bedikah to a Shliach, to someone else? So based on the principle that the Gemara is establishing by Mila, that the Moel would not say Lamul, because it's not his mitzvah, it's the Balabai, it's the father's mitzvah. So he'll say Ala Mila. Says the Tosfos Harash, what should therefore be the halacha by a shliach who's bodek for the Balabais? This is the question of Tosfos Harash. V'im Tomer. Al biur nami, lo sagi de lav iyo mevayer, the havele lefuge ben balabayis la'acher. We should start differentiating the same way we come out by Mila. If the father does the Mila, says Rav Papi, then it's Lamul. If the mayel does the Mila, then it's Ala Mila. So we should have a similar differentiation by Bedikas Chametz. If the balabayis does the Bedika of the house, then it would be Levayer. But if the shliach would do the bedikas chametz, then the nusach should be al biur. The same way that you say al amila by the mayel, you should have the al biur by a shliach habodek. Now, before we read the terutzim, there's an assumption here that Tosfos Harash is making about the bracha of bedikas chametz when done by a shliach, namely, if the Baal HaBayis is not participating in the Bedikah and someone else is there doing all the work for him, Bedikas Chametz. So what's the Tosfos Harash obviously assuming? Who's making the bracha? Who's making the bracha of Bedikas Chametz? The Shliach. How do you know? Maybe the bracha should be recited by the father. It's interesting. So it's not pasuk at all. I mean, there is. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it comes out. But there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Lamed Beis. So it goes on the following. It goes, it's Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. He says you can bring, the Mechaber says the Baal Bais can bring his family next to him at the time of the bracha, and then everyone scatters to different places and relies on the bracha of the Baal Bais. That the Baal Bais made a bracha, and everyone goes ahead and starts doing the checking, whatever they check. And one bracha covers everything. Says the Magen Avraham. So it sounds like if the Baal Bais is not himself participating in the bedika, he's just giving instructions to someone else to do bedika, then acher mevarech. He's medayik from the Shulchan Aruch like that. That it's, if the Baal Bais is also checking, then he makes the bracha and everyone else hears his bracha and goes and does the bedika where they go. But if the Baal Bais himself is not participating in the bedika, then the bracha is not said by the Baal Bais. That's the mashmos of the Lashna Mechaber. Says the Magen Avraham, but wait a second. How could you tell me that the Shliach makes a bracha? I mean, the people out, other than the Baal Bais. Ha'ena mitzvah mutelis alav livdok. It's not his mitzvah. It's not his house. Who says it's his house? It's them. Someone else. Lama yivarach abodek, kaven de ena mitzvah olav. It's not his mitzvah. Why is he making the bracha? Who should make the bracha? Who should make the bracha? The Baal Bais should make the bracha. So what does the Magen Avraham answer? And it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, I see, in Sivkat and Yud. Let me read the he said, V'tzarach lomar, d'mikom makom mitzvah ka'avid. So no, it's okay for the shliach, the one who the Baal Bais tells to do the bedika, to make the bracha because he's doing the mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. The lashon of the of Mishnah Berurah is interesting. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Yud here, Tav Lamed Beis Sivkat and Yud. The Baal Bais ain't a bode klal, umetzave le'acher livdok. The Baal Bais just instructs someone else to do bedika. Also acher mevarech. So that other person makes the bracha. The havi kishlucho gam le'inyan habracha. Lashna Mishnah Berurah. He's considered his shliach l'gabi the bracha too. This is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But now what's interesting is the Magen Avraham continues and he has a raya. And what's his raya? What's he trying to prove? That even though the Baal Bais is his mitzvah, but if the Shliach is doing a Maisa mitzvah, even though it's not his mitzvah, he can make the bracha. Dumya demila, sha mitzvah al avi haben. In other words, the Mayo makes a bracha ala mila, right? So you see that even the other person can make a bracha. Why? Because he's doing a maisa mitzvah, even though it's not his mitzvah. That's the raya that he brings, so too over here. So if you look in on the bottom, they have hagos of different people. The new Shulchan Aruch brings it all under Otsa Mefarshim. The old Shulchan Aruch has it, you know, by the name of the person, the Dago Mervava, the Noda Yehuda has a ghost called Dago Mervava. The Dago Mervava says this raya from Mila is not a raya. Why not? So tell me, Rabosei, tell me why it's not maybe a good raya from Mila. What did the Magen want to bring a raya? Just like by Mila, you see that even the male can make a bracha, even though the father's mitzvah. So too, if the Baal Bais is not being bodek, but he hires somebody to do bedika, that shliach can do a bracha just like a male can make a bracha. So that's his raya. Why is it not a good comparison? Who can maybe make a chiluk? Why should it be different? Go ahead. Yeah, go.
The av can't do mila?
No,
like
no,
we said before,
no,
there's a one person in the year. There's one person in the year.
Go the opposite direction. Kind of the opposite. Why is it not a good rally? Why is it more understandable by Mila that the male can make a bracha than by the case of the Dikas Chametz that the second person can make a bracha? Maybe it's not a good comparison. Why
You're
is
saying
it
that the mitzvah is on everyone to
excellent. That's the Dagomer Bavis Taina. Says, what's the difference? What do you mean? Sham in Ein Av, to the extent that the father's not doing it, Av Mal Chayam Bezdin Umim Malay. In other words, the Av not doing the bracha, so the mitzvah devolves on everybody else. So therefore, when they're making a bracha, they're also shaykh to the mitzvah. It's different over here. The Baal HaBayis is not doing bedika, but everyone else is just doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, but it's not their mitzvah. They don't have any mitzvah incumbent on them to do bedika in this person's house. So therefore, what's the raya from the case of Mila that the shliach can make a bracha on bedika of this person's house? Says that the Gemara Vav Hashem Ein Av Mo Chayav Beisim El Memalei Kach Kol Echad Yachal Avarech. Then he says maybe I have another raya to the Magen Avraham that he's correct from a different case. But meanwhile, his raya from Mila, the Magen Avraham's raya from Mila is not a good raya. What I think you see here is a chidush. The Magen Avraham must have understood like this: that which we say that if the Av doesn't do Mila, then the mitzvah is on everybody. That means if the Av is not around, there's no Av, or the Av is not involved, being seen to it, that there should be a Mila. The Av is not appointing someone, asking someone to do it, whether it's shlichus or whatever you want to call it, then the mitzvah is everybody else. But Kozman, the Av, is around, and he's osik, and he's telling someone to do it. L'maisa, all they're doing is they're doing his mitzvah. They're not doing their own mitzvah. This halacha, that it could be a mitzvah on everybody else, that's only if the Av is not osik in the mitzvah. But if the Av is involved, and he's telling them, do the mila for me, then what they're doing is they're doing the Av's mitzvah. They're not doing their own mitzvah. It only becomes the chiyuv of Beis Din or the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael if the Av is lax, if the Av is either there's no Av or the Av is not interested. Then it becomes a mitzvah that's mutalas al Kol Yisrael. That's what the Magen Avraham will hold. Masha'ekin, if the Av is dafka, yes, interested, then what you have here is identical to Bedikas Chametz. Basically, the Av's mitzvah is being carried out al yidei shliach, al yidei the mayel. But Lamaisa, the Maya makes a bracha, says the Magen Avraham. So you see from here that as long as you're doing a Maisa mitzvah, even though it's not your mitzvah, you're doing the Maisa mitzvah for somebody else, the Shliach can still make the bracha. That's l'chur, how the Magen Avraham understood what's going on when the Maya is doing the mitzvah's mila for the father. It's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael. That mitzvah is only a mitzvah of Kol Yisrael if the father is not interested. But the Dagan Rav would hold not that way, that it's always a mitzvah Kol Yisrael, even if there is an Av. Therefore, you have no comparison, because there the bracha is shaykh on the fact that there is a mitzvah that they're doing. It's interesting. What I think is, we can glean a machlokis in this notion of the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael, bisman that the father is involved with the mitzvah. But I'll quote upon him, coming back to the Tosas Arash. The Tosa Rush, even asking such a question, is obviously of the opinion, which is again what the Magen Avraham holds, and he brings his rayas, but this is taken for granted, which is again not as simple, but that a shliach that does a mitzvah for a bedikas chametz for the Baal HaBayis would be reciting a bracha, says the Tosa Rush. The nusach should therefore be, al biyur chametz for a puppy, not levayer, elior.
What about the case of being Makadish and Isha, Ayde Shaliach, could that be a raya? Like, would you say that a Shaliach would have to make a Birchas Erisin? No,
it's a good. So Birchas Erisin, we know in general that, you know, the question is it the Chassan that makes the Bracha, or is it someone else like the Masada Kedushin? So that's anyway, Logara, you know, anyway you see by Siddur Kedushin, if you hold that it's the Chassan's Chiyuv, so then, you know, in a Chanami. You know, this is Nogia, other things too. It's Nogia, Nechanaka, it's Nogia. Situations where, again, you know, who, you know, there's the person who's has the kiyum mitzvah and is the one who's fulfilling it on his behalf. Who makes the bracha? It's a big topic that could be looked into more carefully. But this, for the extent that we've seen it, this is where it comes in the Magen Avraham by Bedikas Chametz and possibly a comparison to Bris Mila. But again, the Tosfos HaRash is working as well with the assumption that the Shliach makes the bracha. So why would it be Levayer, L'chayr, it should be Al Biur? That's his question.
Eddie?
Yeah. Yaakov.
How would the Dug Omer Vava read the Gemara? Why is it not Lamo according
to him? Why would it be what? Why wouldn't it be Lamo? No, there's no doubt at the end of the day. I mean, it's their mitzvah. Why would they lamul? I guess it's not this particular mayim more than anyone else. It's also true. It's not this particular mayim. It could be the next guy also sitting in shul. I mean, if he knows how to do it. In other words, in that regard, Rashi is the one who emphasizes it's the father's mitzvah. But either way, it's not me more than anyone else. So that much is also true, right? Could be that's the pshat. Yeah, I hear your question.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why, I mean, maybe this isn't relevant, but shouldn't it be relevant the fact that by chametz, depending on how we understand it, but it's a chiyuv on the bias. So like, how does it get off the ground? If like, why does it matter who makes the bracha slash do the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is, as long as the mitzvah is not, well, who says the mitzvah is on the Baal HaBayis himself?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. We see this in Elmer the Chavos HaBayis as well. That's true. That is true.
And so I was thinking maybe because Rebbe, repeats the pshat about like see to it that make sure
yeah.
that it's
the bias is baduk. Yes, so that also could be. Yeah, you have to know. Yeah, you hear, you're saying good. Yeah. Let's see what the Tosfos HaRash responds to this kasha. Two answers to this question. So why doesn't the Gemara make such a distinction for a puppy, just as it does by Mila, that when the Shliach will be bodek for the Baal HaBayis and Baal HaBayis doesn't do the Bedika, that the nusach should change to al biur as opposed to levayer, which is the standard nusach for a puppy. Says the Rush, number one, the yeshloma de urcha de milsa de kol adam evar bedeso. The norm is that every person does his own biur in his own house. So what does he mean to answer exactly? What does he mean? So Rashi also said like that. Does that mean that what? That in a chenami? That's why we don't bother telling me the other halacha, but in a chenami, the bracha would be different, the nusach would be al biur. Or does it mean that it's a low plug? Once there's since the norm is that every person does his own home and it's going to be a nusach of levayer, so they didn't change the nusach for the shliach. I'm not sure what he means. Does he mean that at the end of, according to his teretz, will there be a different nusach in those unusual cases? I know Orcha de Milsa, but does he mean that therefore they kept the same nusach, or they didn't bother telling me that Havale Lefuge? No, he's not going to bother telling me the different cases that are not the typical cases. Which way did you learn it? How did you learn it? How many learned it the first way? That he means that in a chenami, that there'll be a separate bracha, but don't talk about those cases that are not typical? Or did you learn it that he means that since the case in most cases is in Nusach HaBleh, so they're always keeping the same Nusach? I'm not sure how to read it. That's the first teretz. You hear my question? How to understand what he's answering? Orcha de Milsa. Okay, but what about the case that's not Orcha de Milsa? What would be then? Not clear 100%, but that is another teretz. Interesting. Od Yeshloma. Says the Tosfos HaRash, interesting vort. It's a chametz vort. The chametz hakol mitzuvin olav levaro. That lashon is not invented by the Tosfos HaRash. We'll see soon. But he's saying chametz. Everyone is mitzuvah to destroy chametz. Afal pisha eno shelo. Even if it's not your chametz, lahasim nichshol mibala chametz. Right, to remove the stumbling block from the Baal HaChametz, not that he shouldn't have a problem having chametz. Kedei shelo yia olav isur shigigas bal yeroi. It's a lot here to digest. What is the Rush saying in answer number two? That the nusach habracha for a shliach who's bodek and levayer chametz for the Baal HaBayis will also be levayer, because of the klal of chametz hakol mitzuvin av levaro. Everyone has been suvah to destroy other Jews' chametz, even if it's not his chametz. Why? L'hasim michsho. What principle is the Rush probably relying on? What makes it everyone else's mitzvah? What principle? Why is it my mitzvah? Yeah? Barak Noam, why?
I don't know if Rebbe's going down the path of just somebody of the achlo.
But I'm saying he's saying hakom mitzuben av levaro. It's interesting. You're saying something that the Rosh doesn't say. That's interesting. L'hasin nechsham ba'al chametz k'dei shelo yia olav. Look at the words. Iser shigas ba'al yirah. He says, why am I mitzuba to destroy your chametz? Because I'm responsible to see to it that you should not violate ba'al yirah b'shogeg. Why is he called b'shogeg? Why is it b'shogeg? Because we don't know. You don't know if this chametz, right? We don't know. If it won't be searched and searched for, you won't know. So maybe this chametz here, but it's a shogeg. He's not aware if it's a chametz any yadua. That's what is a bedika, right? Stam difficult in pshat here. I mean, why does he call it ba'al yirah? First of all, chared as bitul chametz. If there's bitul, there won't be ba'al yirah. Elamai, what's the purpose of the bedika for the rush? Ba'al yirah you won't have. It will be what? What's the purpose of the bedika? Go, Noach. What's the purpose of the bedika? The chare the bittul took care of Yirah. So why bedika? No, you just said Barak. You said it. Why? But that's not what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying because the shigas Yirah. So I pasha don't understand pshat here. Why is he saying if this bittul chametz then you don't have a Yirah? But leaving that aside, what's the principle? What is he referring to? Yes, Noach. Chayra, that's what he means. That's what they say in the notes as well. Arevus. In other words, I'm responsible to see to it that you should not have a violation of chametz, of having chametz in your house. And therefore, that makes it appropriate for me to say a Lashon Levayer, because it's my mitzvah too. My mitzvah is that you shouldn't have chametz. That's what he's saying. And again, in Pshat, I don't understand a few things, just in Cheshbin. Like, first of all, why is it by Yirah? L'chayra, Bito could take care of by Yirah. Okay. But what about Mila? So what about Mila? So there isn't that svar there too? So someone else is going to do the Mila for the Av? So say that everyone is mitzvah. Everyone was also responsible for everyone else's that they should have, the children should be gemalt. And what about the mitzvah that everyone has? That you could say that maybe there's no mitzvah so long as the father is interested, like we said before, the Magen Avram. But what about Arvus? I wouldn't count by Mila, that svara, to make it justify Lamul over there. What's the difference? Yeah?
I was just thinking, can you maybe just say, because there's a Gzeiros HaKasuv of Oso, it's Davka on the father?
That's only a mead for the mother, but the halach of Kol Yisrael still exists. But I'm not even meaning, I don't even mean that. I mean Arvus. Arvus is only, the person should be Nichol Nachera.
Isn't it a machlokas when the person's going to be over for not having a mila? Isn't it like a big machlokas rishonim? Is it
his? Yeah, the rabbi and the rabbit. Yeah, whether it's, yeah,
right, but is it every day or is it only when he dies? So if you want to say like, if you want to say like the Rama, maybe that it's only, or whichever side says that only when you die, then it wouldn't be an issue Arvus.
No, but that's only to the Karas. But the mitzvah, Arvus is still on the mitzvah, there's still a chiyuv. You can still have the Arvus.
It's only to prevent the Isser Karas. So meaning just by Yirah, you're only going to be over the Isser Karas once Pesach comes. But by Mila, you're only over the Isser Karas according, at least through the Rambam, once you die. So
who's going to do with the Karas? Even here, he doesn't say Karas. He says Ba'yirah. Ba'yirah is in Karas. We're talking about an Avera Ba'yirah. So talk about the mitzvah Mila. Arevus is, I should see to it that you mekayim your mitzvah. So your mitzvah is fulfilled, and I want to help you fulfill your mitzvah. It's only
but the Tosfos Rosh isn't saying to fulfill a mitzvah. The Tosfos Rosh is saying to prevent an Avera. So too by Mila, you're not preventing an Avera.
So why? But if it's predicated on Arevus, an Arvus, so why would Arvus only be on the person not doing an Avera? Arvus is also a reason why I should want you to mekayim your mitzvah. I don't know. Why can't you say that? And what about the larger halacha of the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael? That you could say maybe there is no mitzvah if the father is around. It could be if the father is interested in doing it. I don't know. I don't know, Pasha, how it works out with the
chesed. But the guy's still able to be mekayim his mitzvah. So what's the why do you have to come on to Arvus?
So here's
the guy who's not mahul and he's 30 years old. He's still able to come do the mitzvah. But by the guy who's over on chametz, it's his own. Once Pesach starts, it's his problem. There's nothing you can do about it. So then you could come at the arvos and say, "Come take care of it for him."
At the time you're doing the mila, you're still helping the person not to be in. But look, every day, again, every day you don't do the mila. There's a bittul mitzvah. It's not kares, according to those who hold it, it's not kares until after he leaves the world. But there's a bittul mitzvah every day. So let it be, or the father's obligation. So why not arvos over there? There's a lot of things I don't understand, but there's one more thing I wanted to say. Also interesting to me, the Lashon of the Rush, when he says, why can you say Levayer when you're a Shliach? It says, because HaKol Mitzvah of Levayero. And he goes and explains that based on what seems to be the principle of Arvus, that I have to see to it that you're not Nechshel in the Avera Ba'yiroah. Where does that Lashon come from? HaKol Mitzvah of Levayero. Where did that Lashon? Where did the Rush bring that Lashon from? What was he quoting without letting you know that he's quoting it? So the notes give it to us, but we once saw that Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Sadi Ches Amid Beis. Now, it's interesting because this Gemara is discussing a case of Gazal Chametz. This is the sugya of Davar Goyim L'Mamon. If you remember, we once mentioned the Gemara. So, the Gemara says that there's a case of Darbar Goyim Mamon of Darbar Sheikro Mamon, and Rabbi said the following statement: Gazal chametz lifnei Pesach, ubaachev esarfo, and you stole Gazal stole chametz before Pesach. Now on Pesach, someone else comes and burns the chametz shebiyada Gazlin. Patur. So if he does it on Pesach, patur. Shakom mitzuvanah of levaro. That lashna gemara. And then it goes on for garm lamamon. If he does it after Pesach, then it's a machlokes of Shimon Rabbanon because of darbar garm lamamon, because he could have returned it as it is and not have to pay him the full amount. So therefore, it could be a garbar garm. That's the kemshach of Rabbah's statement. If he burnt it after Pesach, but meanwhile, the lashna of hakom mitzuvanah levaro is going on the following case: someone steals chametz from somebody else. And on Pesach, before Pesach, he steals the chametz. Now it's the chametz of the nigzal is biyada gazlin. On Pesach comes somebody else, a mazik, and he's so rafe that chametz shebiyada nigzal. Does he have to pay for being mazik the chametz? Does he have to pay, in other words, does he have to pay who? Does he have to pay who for being so mazik the chametz? Who? Abosai? Who should he have to pay? Whose chametz is it? The nigzal, yeah? So what does it say in Gemara? Shakom mitzuvan ablevaro. Why don't you have to pay? Because shakom mitzuvan ablevaro. That's the Lashon Gemara that the Rush is borrowing from. So this is a very interesting Gemara for itself. In other words, it says here that there's a mitzvah for all Jews to destroy chametz shel Yisrael. Right? Now, there are those who make the connection. I think it's even the Sharat Siyun and the Mishnah Berurah, maybe the Kovetz Shiurim, which I don't understand what they mean. They say this is maybe a makar for the Gra. If you remember, we saw that back in Daf Hamid Beis, the Gra holds, and we've shown him that way as well, some have shown him, that if Reuven's chametz is Biyad Shimon, and Shimon was not Mekabel Achrayis, but it's a Pikadon, nevertheless, Shimon would violate by Yiroah, even though it's not his chametz. Remember that? It's Jewish chametz, but there was no kibbutz because Shimon is violated in his possession, even though it's not his chametz. No, that's a chiddush of the Gra and those who hold that way. But that's not the same as this Gemara. Because that's a case where you have chametz in your reshus, it's just not owned by you. That's not necessarily what this Gemara is talking about. This Gemara is saying, you have an obligation, mitzuban ablevaro. It's chametz that's in Reuven's possession, and I, Shimon, have a chiyuv to destroy Reuven's chametz, right, wherever it is. That gra was, if it's in my possession, I just wasn't mekabel achrayis, it's my physical possession. So here it says, Reuven is a nigzal, Shimon stole chametz from Reuven, it's Reuven's chametz, Levi comes and burns it, so Hakom Mitzvah Levaro, he doesn't owe Reuven any money. Why? Because Hakom Mitzvah Levaro, everyone has to destroy Jewish chametz. What's the principle that the Rush is associating here when he quotes that Lashna Gemara, you guys all said it's Arvus, right? That means, translate the logic of the Rush. That means that were he not to do it, someone would violate Bar Yeroah. Who would violate Bar Yeroah? By a case of Gazal Chametz. Who would violate Bar Yeroah?
According to what the Tosfos of the Rush is saying, wouldn't it be the Gazlan?
The Gazlan? No, he says, HaKomet Simon Lavar, he doesn't owe money for the Hezek. Who's he causing Hezek to? The Gazlan? Nigzal. That means that it sounds like the Nigzal would be violated by Yeroah. He's a form of Bar Yeroah because he has chametz that he belongs to him, and it's not destroyed. And so who's coming to the rescue? And he's not chayiv. Coming to Mulavaro, who's coming to the rescue? This person who burns Reuven's chametz, Biyad Shimon, who stole it from him, that's saving the Nigzal from Bar Yeroah. That's what, if I connect the dots with the Tosfos HaRash, that would mean that there is a potential violation of Bar Yeroah for chametz that is not in the person's reshus, it was stolen from him. Where have we found that? We saw discussions in the earlier sugya in cases of where chametz is not in your reshus, but there was a Kabbalah Sachrayis, whatever it is, or you have some. Is that true? Is there a potential by Yeroah for a Nigzal? Nigzal can't demagdish the chametz. He has no control. It's not b'rishuso. It's not in his physical reshus. So is he really on some level of violation? Is it pshat? He's in shogeg. He's in anus by Yeroah? Or bechad? There's no by Yeroah for a Nigzal if the chametz is stolen from him. It's an interesting question. What is the status of chametz of a nigzal who had chametz stolen from him and now it's in someone else's reshus by the gazlin over Pesach? Is there anything that he's liable for, that therefore the person who burnt the chametz is mitzuvin levaro according to the Rush because of arvus? What's the arvus that he's saving the nigzal from an avera? What avera? This is what struck me when I read the Rush. I thought right away the Gemara Bava Kama, and then I plugged in the Rush's svara that he goes on with Lahasim Michshol. He's explaining for the Indian of Levayer, for the Nusach HaBracha, that you could say Levayer Chametz because Hakomitzim Levayero. But he's quoting the Gemara, and the Gemara is discussing a case of a Nigzal, right? A case of a Nigzal that the Chametz is not by him at all. It's by the Gazlin. And someone burns it by the gazlin, he doesn't owe money for damaging the chametz because it's chametz levaro. What does it mean? That he's saving somebody's avera. What avera? Who's avera? It's very interesting. I mean, the klal of the Gemara is interesting for itself. Chametz levaro. What does that mean? There's halacha to burn Jewish chametz, wherever it is. But the Rush is giving it a taich, at least in terms of how he's borrowing the Lashon to explain the levaro chametz. He says, because of Arevus, because I have to see to Lasin Michshol. The Lasin Michshol, I don't understand in that Gemara. This is a question. Maybe you'll think about Teretz. I don't have a good answer. But it's to me, unless the Lashon was just used as a Melitza in the Rush, if you take the logic of the Rush and plug it in, it comes out that there would seem to be some Avera by Yeroah that should exist in a case of Gazlan ben Nigzal. This has to be thought about more. Okay, that's the Tosfos HaRash. Any questions? We should go on a little bit, yeah? Let's go on to the next Tosfos. The Idna de'agbe nafekbe. This is now about Lulav. So the Gemara had a series of questions right on our puppy. First from Mila, then from Shchita. And then the Gemara asked from Ha'osa, by Lulav, it says, Netolo latsesbo. The Nusach HaBracha is Al Netiyas Lulav. So how can you say al? You should say le, because we're talking about making a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So the Gemara, so how can you, according to Rav Papi, you shouldn't say al, because al is mashma meikara. So the Gemara gives the teretz, shiny hasam, the be'idna de'agba nafak be. No, because really, you were yotzei already, your mitzvah, when you picked it up. So in a chanami, the bracha, the nusach bracha makes sense to use the lashon of lisha avar because you are already yotzei. No, if that's the case, fektosus the obvious kasha. But then what happened to the kav over lasi yasen? You're making a bracha that's not over lasi yasen because comes at you a yotzi already, making the bracha afterwards. V'im tomer. Kevan de nafak, if you're yotzi already, heich yivarech. How can you make the bracha? Halot sarach yivarech over lasiyasa. It's interesting how Tosis puts it. Heich yivarech. Not just you failed the test of over lasiyasa, but Tosis is mashma like, you can't. You know, it's interesting. You can't make the bracha. If the bracha was supposed to be made before and now you did the mitzvah, it's too late. You can't make the hech yivarech. The Tosa Rosh, interesting, when he asked his kasha, he brings in a comparison to Birchas Hanenin. Tosa Rosh asked the kasha, ho v'nafak kvar, nafak v'kvar hech yivarech. He continues and he says, v'chim shachach v'lo berach bor piagof in kodim shtia, yivarech achas shtia, yirei drek. It's interesting how he makes the comparison. The Rambam is also mashma that way, that it's just like the Birchas Hanenin, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, when he gives you the kav over asiyasan, and he seems to make an equation between the Birchas Hanenin, that you make a bracha, then you take the hana, so too Birchas HaMitzvahs, you mevarech, and then you do the mitzvah. It sounds like a gather of a matir of sorts, just like the Gemara says by brachas, that the brachas matir, the it's matir in some way, so too the mitzvah as well. Either way, the Rosh brings that in as part of the kash. So how can you make the bracha? It's not over lasiyasan. You may yotze. The Omri, so the Ri gives a terence. Afal gab de nafak. You were yotze, yes. But akati osek be mitzvah. You're still involved with the mitzvah. Shetzerach linanea bekriyas halel. So Tosus brings in the inyan of nanuin. So we know that by mitzvahs and tilas luav, there's an inyan to do nanuim by halel. Interesting, Tosus doesn't mention the nanuim of shas bracha. He only mentions the nanuim of halel. That's what's mentioned mefurish in the Gemara. So what does Tosus mean to answer? If you have the nanuim later, so to the extent that you haven't yet done the nanuim, it can still qualify as over lasiyasa. You are yotzi the mitzvah, but still there's more to do. What does that mean? So l'chara, that means number one in terms of nanuim. The nanuim is not stop. It's not ma'akev, of course. The mitzvah your yotze, but nanuim is a hemshach of what inyan? It's not a separate halach of kiyum of nanuim. When you do nanuim with the lulav, let's say by halel, what does that? How do you define nanuim of a lulav? It's an extension of what inyan? Of what? You're doing more of what when you do nanuim? You're extending what? What you do, you did netilah s'lulav, you're doing more of a netilah. The netilah as expressed through nanuin. So the netilah has a hemshach. So as long as there's some aspect of the mitzvah of netilah that's still happening subsequent to the bracha, that also can count as over asiyasa. That's what Tosus is saying. In Tosus in Sukkah and also in Tosus Harash, here they add another element for the teretz. Not only nanuim, but this Gemara brings the minog of Anshe Yerushalayim. They used to take the lulav wherever they went throughout the day. Meaning to say that's also a hemshach of netilah. Netilah is an ongoing thing. It's not just a one-time netilah when you first take the dalem minim. But the fact that you're going, you're taking it where you go, here and there, in Barakah Cholim, with your lulav, you go here with your lulav. So that's all an extension of the netilah. So the Rosh continues. He says, Kozman she'osik b'mitzvah yachal levarech. As long as you're still osik in the mitzvah, you haven't lost your opportunity to make the bracha. Just like he says by talis, if you didn't make the bracha initially, but you're still atuf in the talis, the mitzvah has a hemshach to it. So as long as there's some aspect of the mitzvah that's continuous, even if that which is afterwards is not the ikuva, but it's a chelik of the mitzvah, the mitzvah is nimsheches, the mitzvah continues, then it's still okay to make the bracha. You have to know, this mastama goes back to the question of why over lasiyasan. L'chaira, the Ritva gave two explanations for over lasiyasan. Would those explanations justify saying the bracha after you were technically with Mekayim, the Iker mitzvah? The Ritva that we saw in the beginning, the first day, we saw the Ritva gives two reasons for why over lasiyasan. Number one was to create a hachana that you're doing l'shem mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second point was lahagdim avodas hanefesh to maisa siyas haguf. No, if that's true, then you shouldn't have started any aspect of the mitzvah, the fact that if it's the ikar kiyum mitzvah with what you did first, you shouldn't have started that without a bracha. You know, you should be magdim the asiyas anefesh, the second point of the ritva, before any aspect of the asiyas aguf. You already blew it, so to speak, in that regard. Yeah, so it could be, Tosfos maybe has a different approach to obel asiyasa, or it could be that there's different levels. In other words, in a chanami, ideally, you have obel asiyasa, you know, in the absolute way, but it's not a problem to make a bracha even afterwards. If you're ready with mekayim the mitzvah, you could still have obel asiyasa to the extent that you haven't fulfilled every aspect of the mitzvah, even if you fulfilled the ikar mitzvah, there's a hemshach to the mitzvah.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
You would see that yesterday also with the Shulchan Aruch and Mila?
Mila and Priya, yeah. That's what the Rush wanted to say to explain why you could say Lach Niso and still fulfill some aspect, right? As long as there's some hemshach. Yeah, that's good. It's a good comparison. Okay, maybe one more Tosfos, yeah. One, we'll see. Let's say Yatsa Mibayile. So this is Nigmar's next kasha. Nigmar asked, so if you have the Lashon, if it's talking about after your Yotse, so let's say Yatsa Mibayile, it should say Yatsa. It says the Lashon of the Braisa was Nitolo. What? Nitolo. Let's say Bo, Mivarech Alan Tilas Luav. So how could it be? You said you're ready Yotze. It's not until the Lotzeis. It should say Yotze. It says Tosis, Lotzeis mashma, shelo Yotze adayin ba'osa netila. Lotzeis is mashma that you weren't Yotze yet. So that would have been the better Lashon. So Tosis now wonders, no, so how is it possible by definition? It's an oxymoron. How could it be Natolo and be a Lotzeis? How do you put those two words in the same breath? Once it's Natolo, it's already Yotze. The Gemara is asking, it should say a Lashon, Natolo Lotzeis. I mean, that's what it says. Natolo Lotzeis is mashma beforehand. But how could it be? If it's Natolo, it's already Yotze. So Tosis explains how it's possible, and this is Nagia already for us as well, when you want to kind of overlas Yotze and by Lulav in every respect. So how do we do it? This is Nagia for that whole question. The Tosis gives you a few possibilities of how it's possible to have Nitolo and also be Lotzeis that you're not Lo Yotze dying. Meshkachas La, Kishahafro, Kidamina Besukka, Deine Yotze, Derech Gdei Lassab. So the Gemara says in Sukkah that you only Mekayim Daraminim if you hold it in your hands in the way in which they grew on the in the tree and so on. In the way they grew, that's it has to be Gdach Gdei Lassab. So if you take it, that's where you say you turn the Esther of the other direction, you're not Yotze yet. One Nafkamina. One way can be Natolo and still be Lotzeis because you haven't been Yotze. Oshin Natolo, Shalo Lotzeis, Bo Bosin Natila. If you took it with a Das directly not to be Yotze, so if your Das was Shalo Lotzeis, even if you say Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana, so by default you're Yotze, but if you have a Mefurisha Kavana Lehefach, then you're not Yotze. Uksha Adam Nota Lulav Ein Tzarech Lehofcho, Kidapirish Ri. Tosa says, Lamaisa, you don't have to do that. So the Re mentioned before already that you have the Nanuim, so you can rely on that as the Obel Asiyas. And Tosa sounds like even Lachatchila, since you're going to do Nanuim later, so you don't have to have turn it around. That's again, that's Tosa discussing when we take our rule of ourselves. Okay, so what we'll try to do, Yetz Hashem, tomorrow, we'll try to do the next two Tosfosin. We'll talk about Tefillas Ger, and then we'll see if we'll be able to get into it already, but we have to go back a little bit to the Ran and the Rush, just on the Etzem Halacha, B'dikas Chametz requiring a Bracha, and the Inyan of Bir Chametz, and then what Tosfos is going to allude to in the next Tosfos, a lot of Rishonim discussing the Klalim of Nusach HaBracha. After the Gemara runs its course, where does it leave us? Without a klar mahalach, exactly when do brachas take on the le and when the al, and a lot of shitas, many shitas we've shown him in the Rambam's unique shita. So we'll try to do a little bit of that eventually also. Any questions? Okay, anyone who wants to have an individual meeting, so I'm staying on and we can coordinate, the shiurim can coordinate. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.